Mike Raines is the Eaton County Sheriff, and he's on the other end of our line. Sheriff, how are you?
Good. How you doing, Tony?
I'm doing well. How are those roads out there in Eaton County?
They're a little bit slippery, so I would advise everybody to take their time going to work and drive safely.
I wanted to talk with you about a story, and you made a pretty strong comment about it, but a lot of other folks supported you, including Michigan State Senator Rick Jones. There was a convicted felon, and this convicted felon is 38-year-old. A felon who is, his name is Christopher Allen Perrion, and he was arraigned last week for the September killing of a Delta Township couple, two widely known people. And you believe that this guy who was out on work release and didn't have a job, but he was out on work release anyway, you believe he shouldn't have been out.
That's correct. I believe he should have been never granted the court-ordered work release.
All right. Now, what prison was he serving in?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
Where was he being housed as a prisoner? Because he's in work release. Was he in a halfway house? Was he in jail?
He was in our jail.
Okay.
The Eaton County Sheriff's Office.
But he had a long, long rap sheet, didn't he?
That's correct.
And what happened?
Well, he was on probation and parole through the state, and he was granted work release. And again, I'm not pointing any fingers at anybody, but the system, I believe that that could have been checked on very easily by having anybody call his alleged business and found out that it wasn't a legitimate job, and he shouldn't have been granted work release.
All right. Now, I know you don't want to point fingers, but this is something that could be happening as we speak. Whose responsibility is it to make sure that a prisoner is working at a specific company and he's doing the right thing?
Well, when somebody gets let out of prison, what they do is the state assigns them a probation parole officer. And it's up to them, in my opinion, to make sure that they either go back to prison or are out and doing being a good citizen in society. And they monitor everything from their working status to having them do what we call drops to find out if they're on drugs or anything like that. So they're monitored by the state.
Now, what can you do to make sure this doesn't happen again if it's within your power?
Well, we've already taken steps to compensate for the lack in the system by putting tethers on our work releasers and making them pay for it so the taxpayers don't have to pay for it. And monitoring very closely whether or not they are actually working and where they're going and if they're at where they're supposed to be. These are GPS tethers.
And when I read the details about this case, the couple who lost their lives were good people who did the right thing, and they had a lot of family and friends.
Yes, and again, our thoughts and prayers go out to the family, friends, and colleagues. They knew a lot of people, including the senator, and our thoughts and prayers go out to those people.
So Christopher Allen Perrion was arraigned. Do we know when he's going to have his preliminary hearing?
I don't have that information in front of me right now.
All right. Before I let you go, when you look back on this year as far as the Eaton County Sheriff is concerned, good year, bad year for crime, what was good and what some challenges that you hope improve?
Well, it was crime, in my opinion, is always going up, and how we address those challenges was good. Working together with all other agencies, and we had a good year.
Sheriff, the Ingham County Sheriff Department, it seems year after year when budgets come up, they're faced with cuts. Well, what's it like in Eaton County? Do you have the same challenges?
Well, we have some of the same challenges. They're probably handled a little differently, but we have the same challenges, and we're always struggling to keep afloat.
All right. Mike Raines is the sheriff for Eaton County. Sheriff, thanks so much for your time. Enjoy your day.
Thank you, Tony.